Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, beloved friends, and welcome to Divine Experience. I am so sorry to be delayed. I'm getting back from picking my son up from his camping trip out of town, and there were some delays and blocked roads in Memphis today that really caused me to get behind. So I appreciate those of you who kind of hung in there with me. So that's one of the updates of my busy weekend. So I also just wanted to spend a few weeks since I've been with you. Very, very busy time indeed. Just want to kind of update you on some of the things that have been happening. I guess last week and the week before, I was basically just sort of ran behind doing various busy tasks. My parents' birthdays have been this month, and both of my parents, my mother and my father, and we just had, so much to do, so many different events going on. So it's been quite hectic. Finally starting to hopefully come together. So I do want to share with you a little bit about our people of influence today who are, our show is on military personnel as messengers of God, and I am a former military child. My father was in the service, the Army, for 23 years. I'm retired a Chief Warrant Officer. And now I actually teach at a school that is on a naval base, military base, for military-dependent students. I now work with, and so it's just, this is actually, April is the month of the military child. So we have been having various celebrations throughout the month and highlighting our military dependent students. And actually on Friday, weren't school yesterday, we all wore purple in the school, or the majority of us to as a unified military branch color. And we had a speaker come in basically to speak with the students about the importance of military service and leadership and all those things that go along with it. We have one of our students as well speak, a young lady in the seventh grade whose mother is in the Army, and she represents the school well as an honor student, a cheerleader, track team member, just in many, many different ways. So, so those are our people of influence, just anyone who steps up to speak out about military service, and especially those in the military are Christians and serve the Lord faithfully. It can be difficult to do because of how the military may be viewed and the war that sometimes has to take place, or other types of areas such as those. But I do know, I grew up in a Christian home, had a military father, and I do know many others. There's a very strong basis and foundation for the family unit. I do want to acknowledge that. So I want to give a few praise reports. One is that we have about 5 or 6 weeks of school left, and so that's kind of a blessing that things are on the downward slope. We do have our final set of state testing round coming up here at the end of the month. And so in preparation for that, the weather is beautiful. So praise God, it's been beautiful weather. My son had a safe trip this weekend to Chattanooga for and you know, camping out. That was nice. I do have some prayer requests to be submitted. And I'm sure you all have your own as well, but I definitely want to pray for those in military service, for the personnel as well as the family members. It can be very taxing and stressful if you've ever experienced it. So we ask for the Lord to, really be with those families and to send his guardianship and protection, his healing and unity. Sometimes due to separations, there can be, those are ways that Satan will attack or try to attack the family. And so it's just wonderful when the family unit is strengthened with the spiritual faith that really bonds them and pulls them together. So I want to have prayer at this time. Dear Father God in heaven, thank you so much, Lord, for all your many blessings. Father God, thank you for just so much that you offer and provide us every day. There's just not enough time in the day. There aren't enough hours, Father God, for us to express our gratitude for all that you have done, your loving kindness, your grace and mercy. Father God, right now I come before you repenting for any wrongs that I have committed, for anything that I've done that is unworthy or unpleasant in your sight. Father God, I ask that you just transform me, transform my heart, my mind. Lord God, right now, I just want to praise you and thank you for the beautiful weather, spring weather that has come. We just had some beautiful days the last few days. And Father God, I just want to lift up in prayer all of those military service personnel, wherever they may be or however they may be serving, Father God, and their families. And I pray, Lord God, that you are the basis and the foundation for those families, and that they sit around worshiping you and honoring you and serving you and praising you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, I found an article online that talked about military Christian service or Christians in the military. And it's called Religious Diversity in the Military. So it actually covers not only Christians, but other types of religious diversity in the military. And it's very, very interesting, the results of this survey. So this survey is actually, it's a few years old. I guess it was in 2007, 2008 that the survey was conducted. But at that particular time, of all of the denominations represented in the military. The highest numbers were actually Baptist, according to this survey, and you can go online and look at it. Religious diversity in the U.S. military, you could just Google that. Baptist and Catholic and were the highest numbers. The lowest were actually, and you may not have heard of this, Brethren, and it looks like Orthodox. Muslim was also pretty low as well. But, you know, interesting enough, and much to my dismay, 1,500 actually showed no religious preference, which was about 25% of the survey. So that's really interesting because, of course, many, many years ago, that would not have been the case. And most of that is the younger military demographic who are claiming or ascribing to that non-affiliation. So, and the article does also cover religious discrimination and religious tolerance, if you will. They ask the question, if a person is willing to deal with me honestly, I can trust them regardless of their religious beliefs. Protestants rank very high in that. Traditional Christians, almost 80%, 78%. The lowest percentages were actually in the non-religious preference. But, you know, interestingly enough, there was a recent movement. I know in the Navy and the naval facilities to reallow Bibles to be kept in those Navy affiliated or associated facilities, because I did not know this, but they had been removed apparently by some order or edict or whatever the case may be. And now there is a movement for them to be returned because, you know, it is, you know, a matter of religious liberty as well when we as Christians have our expressions of faith and declarations of service and commitment to honor and praise and worship our Lord, when we have that stunted or not acknowledged in some type of way. It just, you know, that is wrong. And I do really appreciate those who have spoken out and spoken. I work with a gentleman right across the hall from me who is retired from the military, but is a Christian. He attends one of our sister churches here in the Memphis area, and it's just so important that we keep promoting and advocating for our rights to be Christians and be proud of our Christian, you know, heritage, and that we are children of God, and to speak boldly about our beliefs. I want to share in the last few minutes, and I apologize, there was no opening music day. Again, I was running behind, but I did think that this is a very important topic to address because somehow the branch of the military, Jesus is being forced out, or they're trying to force him out. We really can't force him out, but as in other sectors of society, such as education and whatnot, he's never been in politics, which is why it is the way it is. But because that's, you know, that's not his realm, as he said, render to Caesar what Caesar's, render to God what's God's. But, you know, in that way of trying to exclude him and his influence and impact. And, you know, the military in the United States of America historically has had major, major issues, obviously, just as the entire country has, America, in terms of the racism and this and that, the discrimination, the prejudice, the bigotry, the separate infantry units and all of that, you know, very, very typical, and we all know that occurred. The reason, and, you know, some of these other matters that have become more prevalent, such as, the GLBT and that whole movement, and, those, I find it just very interesting that they are permitted to just go full force ahead with what they believe, and you know, having it just so salient and, you know, glaring in the face of others. But then when we as Christians come along to definitely, you know, stand our ground and be just as, you know, adamant and firm in what we profess, then suddenly, you know, we're being discriminatory, intolerant, but yet they can, you know, say that we are, because we choose not to ascribe to or support those lifestyles. And again, you know, it is simply a matter of opinion and belief. Certainly I'm not for, you know, anybody's, you know, basic rights or, you know, being denied as a human being. Obviously, Jesus would not want that. But it is, you know, definitely something to consider in terms of how that is approached. So I want to share with you, before we close, just a few ways if you may be in that situation yourself, or you know someone in the situation of military service personnel who may be having some difficulty in their particular realm or how they serve, being vocal about the Christian faith and beliefs. These are some things I'm going to mention that would be good to do or good to know. And I do know of another example recently with military chaplains who have, you know, unfortunately faced some lawsuits because they are actually having, you know, prayer sessions and so forth, Christian counseling sessions by the request of military service personnel in their offices and such. And there are some particular cases have been noted that they are being, you know, cited and charged with impropriety and unprofessionalism and other things of that sort, simply for providing Christian counseling sessions. One of the things that I think is important, if you know someone, again, in this type of situation and they're facing that, know the law. There are certain protected rights that we as Christians have by law, and they are under the realm of religious liberty. So that covers us just as it covers others who may be Muslim or whatever their particular beliefs, whatever their particular persuasion may be. It covers us as well as Christians. So definitely know those religious liberty laws. You can look them up online. Just Google religious liberty laws, and, you know, that will let you know a great deal about how much we are actually allowed. It would surprise you as to how much we're actually allowed to do and say under religious liberty protections. Number two, and really this should actually be number two, should be number one. Before anything, we definitely need to pray. We do praying daily, because Satan is out to attack every institution everywhere, because since you know, this country especially has, you know, more and more, again, are ascribing to that no religious preference, just that kind of open, either agnostic or, you know, whatever the case may be, New Age. It's a great way for him to infiltrate with the apathy and the indifference and all of that. So we as Christians need to be definitely in prayer every day that, you know, the Holy Spirit is going to move in the midst of especially the military, because those are, you know, who protect the country and protect us. And so it's very important that we pray the favor over military service personnel, the military branches in general. Number three, definitely take opportunities to minister and witness to people you know. If they choose not to receive it, they choose not to receive it. You can't be, you know, reported or whatever for just sharing your testimony. That's your personal testimony. If they choose not to hear it or don't want to hear it, they can walk away or leave or whatever. But I would think it's a wonderful platform, whether you be a military service personnel yourself or a spouse or a military dependent child, because we move so many different places and have so many different experiences. You know, I lived in Germany and all kinds of states and the United States and just meet so many different people from so many different backgrounds. It's a wonderful way to share and express that, our faith. Number four, you know, definitely it's very, very important to take care of home and nurture home, because the enemy will attack at home. Well, especially military families where the military service member is going to be deployed, you know, perhaps quite frequently, or, you know, the moving aspect, which is a lot of fun to live different places, but it's also stressful, as my students have mentioned. And so, you know, that's important because that kind of stress and strain can certainly affect you mentally and physically and, of course, spiritually. And we don't want that. We don't want to make ourselves open to the attacks of Satan even more by not being a strong, unified family, or even if you're a single person in the military, just being, you know, nurturing yourself spiritually. And then last but certainly not least, you want to seek out a mentor, a spiritual mentor, and they can be in or out of the military, preferably in, because that's someone who understands where you're coming from and in your particular situation and the challenges of that. And so that could be somebody up here or, you know, somebody older, more experienced. But that's going to be great, not only for your spiritual growth and maturity, but just, you know, just as, you know, a friendship to be developed. That's very, very important. So, again, I apologize for the delay and traffic and everything holding me up when I was getting my son from his trip. But thank you for joining me today. I've loved spending time with you, and I pray that all goes well with you this week and that I will be back with you again very shortly. God bless. Bye.